Hello, and welcome to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Dr. Adrian Peterson, and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. And produced in the studios of WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. I'm Jeff White. This is edition NWS 804 for release on Sunday, July 21st, 2024. On WaveScan today, radio in Albania and historic recordings of radio stations in South America. Over 20 years ago here in WaveScan, in March of 2004, we did a brief feature on broadcasting in and from the country of Albania. Ray Robinson in Los Angeles has now updated that information and has added considerably more contextual research to the story. Here's Ray.
Thanks, Jeff. Albania is a small mountainous country on the Adriatic coast of the Balkan Peninsula in southeastern Europe. The country is a little over 200 miles long and a little less than 100 miles wide, with a total area of 11,000 square miles. The largest city in Albania is Tirana, which is also the capital, located almost in the centre of the country. The total population of Albania, which once stood at over 4 million, has declined in recent years and now stands at around 2.8 million. The national language is Albanian, which is spoken with two major dialects, Geg in the north and Tosk in the south. Albania's flag is red with a black two-headed eagle, and interestingly, the name for Albania in the Albanian language is Shqipëri, which means land of the eagle. These days, about 500,000 tourists visit Albania every year. The first settlers in Albania about 3,000 years ago were the Illyrians, an Indo-European people who migrated from the east. Throughout the centuries since that time, many different ethnic peoples have swept through the area, each leaving their mark on the historical and cultural development of the country and the language. The country declared independence from the Ottoman Empire on November 28, 1912, which is now celebrated as the National Independence Day. Initially, in the interwar period, Albania was a republic, but in 1928 it transitioned to a monarchy under King Zog. Construction of the first radio facility in Albania began in 1938 to serve three different purposes: local entertainment and information, international broadcasting, and international wireless communication. The station at Leprake, on the outskirts of Tirana, was ceremoniously opened by King Zog and his wife Queen Geraldine Aponyi on Independence Day, November 28, 1938. The first broadcast consisted of choral singing, with an announcement in Albanian by Kaliopi Nushi, which translated into English was, "Good day, this is Radio Tirana." On medium wave, this new station operated on 1384 kilohertz. Its 3-kilowatt shortwave unit was primarily intended for international communication in Morse code under the call sign ZAA, but it could also be heard with 3 hours of broadcast programming every day. It was first noted in Australia with test broadcasts on February 1, 1939. The test programming was heard on 6090 kHz in the 49-meter band, and announcements were given in 5 languages, Albanian, English, French, German, and Italian. Frequent identification was given as Radio Experimental Tirana, Albania. Several different channels in the 31, 41, and 49-meter bands were also noted around that era. Station ZAA was also heard exchanging messages in two-way communication in Morse code with station IAC in Italy. But on April 7, 1939, Italian troops invaded Albania, 5 months before the start of the Second World War. 2 days later, King Zog fled to Greece. Albania then became a puppet state of Mussolini's regime in Italy until 1943, when the Nazis occupied Albania directly. During the Italian occupation, the original Albanian call sign was retained. The new shortwave broadcasting station ZAA in Albania was heard periodically over the next few months with regular programming, but in July 1939 it was noted closing with the Italian national anthem. However, with the changing events in continental Europe, we find that the last logging of Radio Tirano during this era was reported in an Australian radio magazine for September 1940. In 1944, Albanian partisan forces under the leadership of Enver Hoxha successfully liberated Albania from German occupation. Hoxha then established the People's Republic of Albania, embracing Marxist-Leninist ideologies, and he implemented a very authoritarian and isolationist regime which would last for more than 40 years. In February 1946, the broadcasting service from shortwave station ZAA was once again heard in Australia and New Zealand. In the very first edition of the World Radio Handbook in 1947, Albania is listed with a 1 kilowatt medium wave transmitter on 1500 kilohertz, 200 meters, and also listed are 3 kilowatt shortwave transmitters on out-of-band frequencies in regional locations that were probably mostly used for communications purposes. All broadcast programming was on medium wave in Albanian, except for half an hour of news in English at 2000 UTC on 7895 kHz, 38 metres, and at 2200 on the same frequency, a 45-minute relay of Radio Tirana for Albanians abroad could also be heard. In 1948, nightly news was introduced on shortwave in Russian, Romanian, Italian, French, Greek, Bulgarian, Turkish and Serbo-Croat, in addition to English. In 1949, new studios and offices were built for the National Radio Service in central Tirana, and 3 new low-power medium-wave transmitters were added in regional cities. In March 1950, the main medium-wave transmitter in Tirana was replaced with a new 100 kilowatt unit on 1358 kilohertz, 221 meters. The existing regional low-power units were all replaced with new 5 or 10 kilowatt transmitters on new frequencies, and 5 more 3 kilowatt shortwave transmitters were added. It appears that in 1956, the domestic service of Radio Tirana switched frequency to 1088 kHz, 276 meters, and dropped the power to 50 kilowatts. Beginning in 1960, some Arabic and Italian programming was added to that medium wave frequency in the evenings. In November 1961, a new radio centre was opened, equipped with 1 medium wave and 2 shortwave transmitters for the external service. Radio Tirana then upset radio amateurs by using one of those new transmitters, a 25 kilowatt unit, for its foreign language services on 7090 kilohertz in the European 40 meter ham band, in addition to the 3 kilowatt one on 7850. And then in 1963, they exacerbated the situation by increasing the power on 7090 to 50 kilowatts. In the 1950s, Albania had good diplomatic relations with the Soviet Union, but disagreements over Soviet policies led to strained ties and eventually diplomatic separation in 1961. In the mid-1960s, being both anti-West and anti-Soviet, Albania's enduring partnership became the one it developed with communist China. And after the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia in the spring of 1968, Albania withdrew from the Warsaw Pact completely. During that era of Chinese friendship, Radio Tirana was noted being relayed to the United States via Radio Peking, usually on 2 channels in parallel. And Radio Peking was similarly heard in Europe via a high-powered medium-wave station in Albania. A major expansion of Radio Tirana's foreign service came in 1967, with many more frequencies and broadcast hours being added, as well as more languages, such as Czech, Indonesian, Polish and Spanish. Courtesy of the Chinese, 2 new 500 kilowatt shortwave transmitters were installed, and in consequence, some broadcasts of Radio Tirana were then designated for listeners outside Europe, in North America, Latin America, Asia, or Africa. Transmissions in English to Australia were added the following year. And thus, from the late 1960s to the 1980s, Radio Tirana was a fairly major international broadcaster, with a voice on the bands that was well known to shortwave listeners and DXers. During those Cold War years, because of Albania's isolationist policies, Albanians were not allowed to leave and foreigners were not allowed in, the small country became something of a curiosity. In 1976, Albania became the world's first constitutionally atheistic state. Under this regime, Albanians were forced to renounce their religious beliefs, adopt a secular way of life, and embrace socialist ideology. and all of that was reflected in Radio Tirana's programming output, mostly propaganda, which grew to 66 hours of programmes in 20 foreign languages every day. Here's a classic sign-on in English from 1976 on 6055 kHz. During the 1980s and early 1990s, the international service was broadcast on 1395 kHz medium wave, along with various shortwave frequencies, and was received throughout Europe during the evening and through the night. In the wake of the anti-communist revolutions that took place across Eastern Europe in 1989, Enver Hoxha's government did concede to allow multi-party democratic elections. During the last months of the socialist era, overtly political programming was drastically scaled down, and the long-established practice of playing the Internationale at the end of each broadcast was abandoned. The communist government was eventually defeated at the ballot box in 1992. After Albania's communist system disintegrated, the new government embarked on an active path towards westernisation, with ambitions to join both NATO and the EU. In 1992, Transworld Radio entered an agreement for some of their Eastern European programming from Monte Carlo or Cyprus to be relayed over the high-powered medium-wave station at Filake, Albania, and this was followed shortly afterwards with the use of Albania's shortwave facilities also. These days, Albania is at least nominally a Muslim-majority country, with 57% of the population in the latest census stating that they were Sunni Muslims. Albania officially joined NATO in 2009 and was granted EU candidate status in 2014. But the GDP per capita is only about 30% of the EU average, and the unemployment rate stands at about 15%. In consequence, many Albanians have left the country in recent years looking for higher standards of living, either in the UK or elsewhere in the EU. And sadly, much of the people trafficking that takes place across Europe is said to be controlled by Albanian gangs. The external service of Radio Tirana on all medium and shortwave transmitters, and also the relay of China Radio International, ended in March 2017. From the mid-1990s, privately owned radio stations started to occupy the vast empty Albanian FM band, and today all broadcasting in Albania is on FM only. There's no more foreign language programming, but the BBC World Service, Voice of America and Radio France International do all have FM relays in Tirana. The first known QSLs from Radio Tirana were carbon copy letters, though in the 1960s, cards were printed that feature peasant art. Back to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Ray. Ray Robinson there at the Voice of Hope in Los Angeles. By the way, my first QSL card that I ever collected was from Radio Tirana. Next week, Ray will be taking a look at radio broadcasting history in the Caribbean islands of Trinidad and Tobago. Today on Wavescan, we begin a series of recordings from Jonathan Marks' media network, Vintage Vault. Jonathan, as many of you know, was the producer and host of Media Network on Radio Netherlands for many years. He still occasionally produces special editions of Media Network, which are found on his website. Just Google Media Network Vintage Vault. Anyway, today we begin a series of recordings made by Dutch DXer Martin van Delft that Jonathan acquired. These are recordings of identifications and other items from radio stations in Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. So, take it away, Jonathan.
Hello, it's January 2023, and I'm playing around on the Media Network Archive Vault, which sits on my hard drive and beckons me occasionally to explore forgotten files, when I have a moment to spare. Now, in November 2019, a faithful Dutch Media Network listener, Max van Arnhem, contacted me with a request. He had about 19 reel-to-reel tapes from fellow radio enthusiast Martin van Delft, which he couldn't digitize because he didn't have a recorder anymore. As it happens, I just restored a Studer Revox B77 to full working order, so I have the right equipment to digitize many formats. And so a few weeks later, I stopped by his house to pick up the reel-to-reel tapes. Then, of course, COVID happened. But I digress. In the 1970s and 80s, several of us interested in international broadcasting collected the sign-on and sign-offs of radio stations from around the world. Whilst it was easy to make an off-air tape of a far-off station, there was no guarantee you'd hear it simply by tuning in to the right frequency. In fact, the hobby of DXing was a popular pastime in some countries, where you'd scan the dial looking for a weak station, trying to identify which one it was from the announcement, often given at the top of the hour. The problem was that it would often fade out just at the wrong moment when they gave the station ID. Now, in the early 1970s, Martin van Delft would sometimes play some very clear recordings on the Radio Nederland's DX jukebox program. And as a fellow jingle and ID collector, I often wondered how he got those tapes. And when I was at school, I used to send small reels of tapes and cassettes to the stations in the hope that they would share a recording. And some East European stations did send the tape back. Most didn't. Martin's secret is that he travelled extensively in South America and Asia, and he took his blank reel of tape to the station studio and asked them politely to add a recording to his collection, which they did. Those tapes went into a box, and those were the tapes I picked up back in 2019. Fast forward to post-COVID 2023, and it's time to listen what was on those tapes. Today, we'll select tape D, marked as Brazil, Argentina, and Uruguay. So sit back and imagine listening to a shortwave radio with remarkably clear reception. It would have sounded like this.
Em Brasília, 19 horas. Esta é a voz do Brasil com o Jornal Nacional.
Serraria Santo Antônio do Engenho Novo, os melhores preços da praça. Serraria Santo Antônio do Engenho Novo, na Rua Propícia 30, no Engenho Novo. Programa do Luiz. Luiz de Carvalho, na Continental do Rio.
O seu programa vai começar.
Neste domingo, de 8 às 13 horas, com Ayrton e Jorge Perlingeiro, AP Show. Show de música, show de notícias, entrevistas e aquele show de esportes. Mais um da linha Continental, consagração 73.
AP Show já está.
Nós estamos recebendo a visita de um amigo nosso da Holanda, da Rádio Nederland, que veio na Continental do Rio, da qual é ouvinte, assistir ao programa do Luiz. E nós então queremos mandar aqui a nossa saudação cordialíssima para o povo da Holanda, que neste instante está recebendo não apenas a mensagem na onda curta, mas também a gravação que o Nirten van Delft está fazendo para a Rádio Nederland da Holanda. E nós queremos lembrar que no Rio são 11 horas e 28 minutos. E a glória da Rua Benjamin Constant 28. Quero homenagear a Fanny, a toda a turma do Salão Matilde, a Selma, Grácia, Lucília. E também o nosso abraço e música do Brasil para a Holanda.
Olhei o pano da cuíca com as minhas lágrimas. Dei meu tempo de espera para a marcação e canto.
ZYD63, 1130 kHz, 10 kW. ZYZ24, 9705 kHz, 10 kW. ZYZ25, 11885 kHz, 10 kW. Rádio Mauá, Rio de Janeiro, Brasil.
Good evening. This is Radio Nacional of Brasília, Brazil, beginning its program for today, the 9th of August, 1973, directed to English-speaking listeners.
And those were some recordings of radio stations in South America made by Dutch DXer Martin van Delft and brought to us by Jonathan Marx's media network, Vintage Vault. There are a lot more recordings yet to come, and we'll continue with them next week.
Dear listeners and radio hobbyists, welcome you in July 2024 edition of Bangladesh DX Report in WaveScan. This is Salahuddin Dollar from Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Glad to be back and thanks for listening. The receiving log of different radio stations. July 14th, JRC Radio, Dabanga, Isudan, OM talking in Sudanese was heard at 1625 UTC on 17555 kHz. The SIO code was 322. BBC OM and YL talking in English was heard at 1633 UTC on 17640 kHz. The SIO code was 333. Deutsche Welle Amharic discussion between OM and YL was heard at 1638 UTC on 17800 kHz. The SIO code was 343. Radio France International French News by OM was heard at 1701 UTC on 17850 kHz. The SIO code was 444. REE Spanish discussion between OMs about football final match was heard at 1700.04 UTC on 17855 kHz. The SIO code was 433. BBC Santa Maria de Glaria English talk by OM at 1715 UTC on 21470 kHz. The SIO code was 343. Radio France International, whilst talking in France, was heard at 1718 UTC on 21580 kHz. The SIO code was 444. China Radio International, Bamako Mali, Sawali talk by OM was heard at 1720 UTC on 15125 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Voice of Korea, Kujang, while talking in Korean, was heard at 1723 UTC on 15245 kHz. The SIO code was 333. Ibra Radio Ufartun, Arabic talk by OM, was heard at 1725 UTC on 15260 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Bible Voice Broadcasting Now and Trigria Language Program Closing Announcement in English was heard at 1729 UTC on 15310 kHz. The SIO code was 444. 15th July Voice of America Rohingya Language Program Discussion about health issues in Rohingya camps was heard at 0118 UTC on 15225 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Radio Free Asia reports in Burmese by OM and YL was heard at 0121 UTC on 15245 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Adventist World Radio Tuscan Christian Religious Program in Amoy language was heard at 0125 UTC on 15515 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Radio Free Asia, Tinian Island, Chinese Talk by OM was heard at 0431 UTC on 21570 kHz. The SIO code was 444. World Christian Broadcasting, Mahaganja, Christian Religious Talk in Chinese was heard at 0436 UTC on 17530 kHz. The SIO code was 444. Voice of Turkey, playing Turkish song at 0443 UTC on 17720 kHz. The SIO code was 444. We want to thank Mr. Pradeep Chandrakundu from Tripura, India, for sharing his log with us. If you have any comments and suggestion, and if you want to get our new QSL card, please send your reception report to the following email address, dxbangla@gmail.com. The address again, dxbangla@gmail.com. Okay, I will come with more DX news in the next edition. Till then, take care. Salauddin Dollar, Rajshahi, Bangladesh.
And we end today's WaveScan with Albanian folk music. Thanks for listening to WaveScan, the international DX program from Adventist World Radio. Researched and written in Indianapolis by Adrian Peterson and in Los Angeles by Ray Robinson. Next week, our main feature is about radio in Trinidad and Tobago. WaveScan is heard weekly on KSDA in Guam, AWR relays in various locations, WRMI in Florida, WWCR in Tennessee, Voice of Hope Africa in Zambia, and IRRS Italy. Send reception reports directly to the station you're listening to. Reports for KSDA and other AWR sites should go to qsl@awr.org. Other correspondence, not reception reports, can be sent to wavescan@yahoo.com. I'm Jeff White at WRMI Shortwave in Okeechobee, Florida. Till next week, good listening, everyone.